our full inheritance. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew 19:29. Many objections have been filed against the precious doctrine of everlasting life. We wonder why no one has ever quoted this verse and 1 Timothy 6:12 against it. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. They both teach obtainment of eternal life by our own efforts. How shall we reconcile these two citations with the plain and emphatic teaching of obtaining eternal life by faith? Jesus explains, when answering the rich young ruler's ardent question, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Mark 10:17. Our Lord taught that eternal life is not only an experience received by faith, but it is also a blessed career. 2 Peter 1:3-11. It has a living beginning, a progress, a perfecting, and a glorious consummation. This is exactly the laid open meaning of Paul's words, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life." 1 Timothy 6:12. Peter's words in 2 Peter 1:3-11 and the words of 1 John 5:11, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Jesus said, "He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." John 5:24. This is the commencement of, or the introduction into, eternal salvation, which is obtained absolutely by faith in Jesus Christ. It is God's free gift by grace, put into the fingers of faith by the Holy Spirit. Some people only paddle in the shallow waters, comparatively, of their entrance into eternal life, but never launch out into the deep, bottomless, boundless ocean of life everlasting. Hence, many honest folk, having a high standard of what a Christian's walk should be, are afraid of the teaching of eternal life. Therefore, observe that in Matthew 19:29, Jesus named 8 conditions upon which eternal life becomes our inheritance in Christ Jesus. One or all of those 8 items block the way against enjoying spiritual wealth here and a full inheritance in the ages to come. That inheritance is for everyone that forsakes all. Everyone shall receive an 100-fold more in this life than he gives up. Think of it. For every house you forsake, you receive 100 other houses. For leaving one father, you receive 100 others. This is the commencement of, or the introduction into, eternal salvation, which is obtained absolutely by faith in Jesus Christ. It is God's free gift by grace, put into the fingers of faith by the Holy Spirit. How about a mother with 6 children? Must she leave them literally to follow Jesus? Oh, no, no. Paul explains this in 1 Corinthians 7:29-32. "But this I say, brethren, the time is short. It remaineth that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice over material things as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not, and they that use this world as not abusing it. For the fashion of this world passeth away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried careth for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord." It means to put Christ and his interest first and make everything and everybody serve him. God works miracles for such saints. You put Christ first, and you will be first to have attention from him. Trials you will have, of course, but he will turn those trials into lasting triumphs, which will culminate in an inheritance. "And shall inherit everlasting life" is the Lord's promise of reward. But it may be asked again, how may eternal life become an inheritance if it is obtained by faith when one is saved? Or, how may one lay hold on what he already possesses? Be it remembered that eternal life is a definite career, distinct from a life of sin in the old creation. It is a new career under another head, Christ, the last Adam. Eternal life is in him, and he is that eternal life. Our inheritance of everlasting life includes all that he has purchased for us by his death, for time and eternity. We, as sinners, gain an entrance into life by childlike faith in the Savior, Matthew 19, verse 14. But by meeting the 8 prescribed conditions, we enjoy some of the inheritance day after day. Hence, Paul said, "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life," 1 Timothy 6:12. The fight of faith swallows up all the other conditions and compels them to swing into line. How to live a successful and victorious Christian life is a problem. The Apostle Paul solved the problem in Romans 6. The consequent triumph is portrayed in Romans 8. That triumph will climax finally in a full and glorious inheritance, an abundant entrance into and a rapturous enjoyment of eternal life. Reader, are you laying hold of it?